T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
It is official, by the way, those of you that are Washington Redskins fans, you will have a new team to root for. The Washington Redskins releasing a statement on Washington Redskins letterhead for likely the last time. On July 3rd, we announced the commencement of a thorough review of the team's name. The review has begun in earnest. As part of the process, we want to keep our sponsors, fans, and community apprised of our thinking as we go forward. Today, we are announcing we will be retiring the Redskins' name and logo upon completion of the review. Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera working closely to develop a new name. This is the first name change in sports in a while. The Charlotte Bobcats. What a terrible name. Because the owner's name was Bob.
The colors and the jerseys too. Everything about that was just wrong.
Did they ever do anything good?
I mean, they drafted Kemba Walker, so there's that.
Who's the first guy you think of when you think of Charlotte Bobcats?
Oh, Adam Morrison, easily.
Oh, I think of Emeka Okafor.
Oh yeah, I forget about him.
Yeah,
people forget.
Hashtag people do forget. Did they ever make the playoffs? They couldn't have.
I don't know. I would be very surprised if they did.
See, the Hornets are one of those teams that they were a team, then they moved. They were the, how did that go? The Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans.
Yes.
To be the Hornets.
Yeah.
But then Katrina, the flood.
Yep.
So then they played in Oklahoma City and New Orleans. Because that's why the Oklahoma City Thunder happened. Because Seattle wanted to move, and they're like, oh, they got a good fan base.
Yep.
So they played for a season there. And then they went back to New Orleans, and Charlotte's like, we want to be the Hornets again because Bobcats sucks. So then New Orleans is like, okay, we'll be the Pelicans. And then Charlotte, they retain the history of the old Hornets, like the Glenn Rice Hornets, Muggsy Bogues, Grandmama. They retain all that history. All that's messy. And it started with like the Browns, where the Browns wanted to come back, but they were the Ravens. And teams want to retain history after they move. The Bobcats changed. The Tennessee Oilers were in existence for 2 years after they moved from Houston. Because they moved, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we should probably change. So they were the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years, I think. And then they became the Titans.
When was the last, like, baseball one? It's been a while.
Last baseball name change?
Yeah.
I mean, the Expos moved.
Right.
To Washington. As far as a name change, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, other teams that may change their name that they said they won't. Cleveland Indians might. Atlanta Braves said they won't.
I hope Cleveland does. I like the Spiders.
Yeah, Cleveland Spiders would be good. Good homage. I don't know. I'm not Native American, so I don't know what's offensive. I'm not advocating for all these teams to change their name. Like, if you're the Florida State Seminoles and it's to pay tribute to the Seminole tribe, I don't think that's a problem. Washington's name, I think that's bad. So they are changing, and FedEx agreed, and Amazon agreed, and Nike agreed. I won't be petitioning for any other ones to change. I'm just surprised how quick this went down. This went down so quickly. But money talks, guys. Money talks. Money absolutely talks. Dan Snyder said this would never happen. And then FedEx is like, nah, I think it's gonna. And then he's like, okay, maybe. And then Nike and Amazon are like, no, it's gonna. And he's like, oh, fine. Okay. So we don't have a new name for Washington yet. They'll kind of try to figure that out. But the 2020 season, whenever Washington takes the field, they won't be the Redskins. The Redskins are no longer on the schedule. Eric sends a message. What about the Devil Rays changing to just the Rays? That one could count.
I guess.
That's an official name. He also suggests Arizona Diamondbacks to the D-backs. They are still officially the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I mean, those ones, it's the most recent example, but I mean,
the Rays are officially now the Rays.
Yeah. And they
that one counts. I'll count that one.
Right.
That Diamondbacks, though, still officially the Diamondbacks. But interesting stuff. 414-799-1250, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. We'll hear more from some of the Brewers over the weekend, more from some of the Bucks over the weekend. Travis Diener will join us live at 9. He's with Marquette Golden Eagles alumni team. They're in the basketball tournament. He will join us coming up. So a lot to talk about in the next couple of days. Craig Rick about the Washington name says, very sad moment in all caps. And CG says, finally racism is over. That's a good joke, but it is not. And so the Redskins have changed their name. 414-799-1250. You could tweet us again at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Still no official name on what it would be. If I was a Washington fan, I would say Hogs. If I was, you know, God forbid, a Washington sports talk host that had a show in Milwaukee, I would be telling you guys Washington Hogs, because I think that does pay tribute back a few years ago. Someone called, they didn't want to get on. Is that a slam at me or what? I'm just curious.
No, there's just nobody there.
Oh, interesting. People like to call the show and not go on. So that's when you're here. Horvat does this. When you're here, if someone calls and says, I don't want to come on, Bart sucks, I do want you to relay that to me live.
That drives me crazy when people are just like, yeah, I don't want to go on, but that's like.
But I want Bart to know he is the worst person I've ever
known.
Come
on, man. We got stuff to do.
In my life. Petty says, Washington Losers would be a great new name. Okay. I don't hate that one.
I feel like it's just going to be the Washington Snyders.
Washington Snyders. It could
I don't expect Dan Snyder to come up with anything creative.
I like either Hogs for their old offensive line. I like something that keeps red in the title, like Red Tails. There's a lot of movement too. Red Wolves, I think, over the weekend picked up some steam. Was trending last night in the area, so that could be a good one. Also, maybe pay homage. We're having a Fond du Lac guest on, Travis Diener at 9 with Marquette. Another Fond du Lac legend, former Washington center Corey Raymer. How about the Washington Raymers? He played for the Badgers on the Rose Bowl teams back in the 90s. And I'm going to say the Washington Raymers.
What about the Washington Murphys?
For?
Mark Murphy?
Okay.
I mean, if we're going down that route.
I guess. I like the Raymers. Washington Raymers. That's my official vote. The Brewers put out a tweet yesterday where you could watch Omar Narvaez. Yes?
I thought it was Narvaez.
My friends are telling me Narvaez.
Yeah. Because I feel it's like Javier Baez. I don't know.
I'm like, I know it's the other one. I know my friends are wrong. I was telling him the other one. My friends were saying it to me. He's got a catcher cam. He's wearing a catcher cam. I don't know if TV stations are going to do this or not when they air baseball games, but it looked very, very cool because you could see what he sees. And I thought, being a catcher, I've always thought this, being a catcher, as far as athletes go, like there's worse jobs in sports. And I tweeted this out last night and want to hear from you guys at 799-1250. Or 105.7 FM, The Fan on Twitter. I think the best job in sports might be a backup quarterback that never plays. Chase Daniel never plays, dude. He's made like $60 million. No pressure of doing anything. You just go team to team. Nobody even knows if he's good. He's never had to play. He never has to prove it.
I love Chase Daniel in college. Mizzou legend.
He's never had to do anything. And he just goes from team to team. I'm going to look up his football reference because he never plays. I've always thought backup quarterback would be the way to go. He's 3 years with the Saints, threw six passes. He played a game with the Chiefs in 2013, was 25 of 38, a pick and a touchdown. That's a serviceable backup. He played a little bit with the Bears the last 2 years. Three touchdowns last two seasons, two picks last two seasons. It never has to do anything. I like that job. The job that I would not want is catcher. The knees, man. I don't just try to, even if I tried for the rest of this segment. You know, you can't see me, obviously, but if I tried to crouch down and talk from my knees the way a catcher sits, I'm already hurting. This sucks. How do you do this for a whole game?
And then you take the risk of a foul ball, you know, hitting you right where it matters.
Yeah, not only do you got to sit like this, you got dudes throwing 95 at you. And, dude, even, like, you have to be perfect at catching the ball, because what if you catch the ball wrong? You know when you play catch and it hits that part of the glove where you're not protected?
Yeah.
Now, I know big leaguers are probably, you know, that never happens, but, man, that I'm still on my knees. I am burning. Now I'm using the studio, the desk to hold me up.
Imagine if Manny Machado is in front of you and he swings too much and
then
hits you in the back of the head.
Can you come risk COVID and help me up?
Do you really?
No, I'm not going to.
Okay. Just thought I had to make an emergency call real quick. Might have to take over. It's my time to host a show.
Your time to shine.
Here we go.
I wouldn't want to be a catcher. It seems you got to be really smart because you got to know all these guys that you catch. You got to know what they like. You got to know what order they're best. You got to know all these different things about counts. That's why you do see a lot of catchers go and be managers, because they're probably the smartest ones on the field. Because they have to be. But being a catcher, I just think would be the worst. Now, I do have experience as a catcher. I've brought this up before. I was a catcher when I played baseball to start, although I was a catcher when I was a kid. When you're a catcher, when you're a kid, you just kind of stand there. And I say that because I was a catcher in T-ball, where what do? You literally stand there because you don't have to catch the pitch. A catcher in T-ball stands there, and I always waited. My dream was that the guy at the plate would take a swing and hit right under the ball, but hit like the actual tee, and it would pop up, and then I would dive for it and make the out.
You weren't just hoping for a grounder where you could just throw it to first? You wanted to dive and all that?
I wanted the diving, miraculous play.
All right.
And then it did happen once where a guy hit the tee wrong, ball bounced up, and I was so nervous I froze and just watched it fall in front of me. And boo! I'm a kindergartner being booed by my baseball coach. How long did you play baseball growing up?
I don't know, until I was like 12, 13 years old.
In Fond du Lac, in the rec leagues, like for soccer, every year you had a new team. And a lot of times they try to do it by where you lived. So sometimes you'd play with the same kids a few years, but the idea was a fresh team every year. New uniforms, new sponsor. In baseball, when we grew up, even in the rec league, like we're talking before kids turned 10. The coaches went year to year and got to pick five kids that they wanted to keep on their team. They did keeper rec leagues when you were 7, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Doesn't really seem fair, but
that was the way of the Fond du Lac Baseball Association in the early 90s. Because it was run by a bunch of guys that thought it was still 1955. And like, you had to earn your father's love and you couldn't look at him in the eye until you were actually a man. For whatever reason, all those guys that existed in Fond du Lac, they ran the baseball league. It's like they're keeping kids. So obviously I didn't get kept. And then I, you know, dropped out after second grade. But yeah, that could be traumatic. I mean, yeah, when you're a kid, you shouldn't have everything handed to you. But making cuts as kindergartners, isn't that a little Isn't that a little extreme? I thought that was a little extreme. What position or what job would you not want in sports? 414-799-1250. We'll read some of your answers. We will have more from the Brewers Clubhouse coming up. Some interesting answers coming in via Twitter, so I'll read some of those as well. 799-1250, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz on the Fan. .1057 FM, the Fan, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. Horvat back later in the week. Burning through all the vacation as a staff, as sports look to be coming back full time here. At least that's the hope. Soccer's back! And there's a goal! Toronto with a 1-0 lead over DC this morning. Where are my Toronto FC fans at? How about that? MLS Cup, last couple of years. 1-1 not too long ago, I think. 799-1250. Big news of the day, the Washington Redskins moniker, it's officially retired. They're going to come up with a new name before the 2020 season. And we're also kicking around some ideas. What job would you least want in sports? Maybe what job would you most want? I would never, ever, ever want to be a catcher. I don't know how you do that with your knees. Just over and over and over every single day. Man, there's got to be a... If you want to be a... I won't say it about knees. Really bad, dumb, awful joke. No need to say it. Carl's on the south side. Carl, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
How you been?
Well, I've been good, man. I've been working. Thank God. Trying to get through all this stuff, just taking care of the family, and just getting through. First things first, man, I want to say that sports is not necessary. I have to make sure I say that. Next, the Washington Redskins, I think, as an organization as a whole, just pathetic. But if I was to change the name, I would call them the Washington Presidents just because they're in Washington. I mean, kind of cliche, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if I like those ones.
Why not? Why not the Presidents? I mean, if it pay homage to all our presidents.
I feel like it's too, like the Replacements movie was the Washington Sentinels. I just feel like it's too much like a movie name.
But I'm saying, though, I mean, it's something that'll catch on right away. I mean,
or like the Congressmen or the
Congressmen, yeah.
The Lincolns, the Monuments. I feel like that's a little too on the nose.
Well, you know what? We're still learning. I can't wait to find out what they're going to name it. I'm pretty sure the way that everything's going, they're going to name themselves the Washington BLM. Sorry, that joke didn't hit. But anyway.
Well, you fit in on the show. I laughed.
That's what thanks, bro. See, I appreciate you. See, there's still something called being a human being and not putting emotion in everything. The most least job that I would want is a starting quarterback job for Chicago Bears. I would hate that job because there's so much pressure and you know that you're going to suck. Year in and year out, their organization is terrible. But yet again, they have so much confidence based on that defense, and they never produce with a quarterback. So I would hate to be that guy that would have to come in there and bear the bad news. Chicago in general is just a terrible state and a terrible city. Illinois, I'm sorry. It's just terrible in general. I absolutely cannot stand hot dogs. I cannot stand deep dish pizza. I don't understand why they made a pizza that deep with that much salt. With that much topping, it doesn't even make sense. It's unchewable. It's uneatable. I honestly can't stand their program. I can't stand the Simpsons because they're from Illinois. I can't stand anything Chicago related. And I just want to get that off my.
Carl, I didn't hear the last 30 seconds of what you said. There is a deer at my window.
There's a deer at your window. What's wrong with you, man? Where are you at?
We're at the studio. There's a deer at the window.
You're at home.
No, I came back in. I'm in the studio now. I'm at the studio.
Can I say something also, Bart, that's been bothering me?
What?
Can I say something? I do not like baseball, and it's all Tim Allen's fault. And I know what you guys are thinking. Everybody always calls in about you, Bart. But I'm calling about Tim. Tim is the most boring. He made me hate baseball this year.
That's not fair.
No, it is fair. And I would say it to him, even if he caught it. He talks about the same thing over and over, so repetitive. Well, I'm with the owners. Oh, would you give me a break, Tim?
Hey, Tim's in for Bill today. Will you call him after 10?
Oh, my God. I'm going to call that guy, and I'm going to tell him I love him. I'm going to tell him I love him. Because you know what? I just want to vent to you, all right? And I know it's not right, Tim. I'm sorry. But honestly, I need you to stop talking baseball for once. Just one time, man. Just stay on the Bucks or stay on the Packers, man. Jesus, talk about bringing AB or something to the Packers. Talk about Giannis winning MVP or something. Just stop showing us or giving us highlights of what's his name, Craig Council talking at a podium that nobody can see him or Zoom me. Nobody cares about that, man.
I was gonna do that a little later today.
Bart, don't sell out. Don't you sell out, man. And how's the baby, by the way, man? I thought I asked you.
Are we good? Did we accomplish everything, or do you had another question?
I said, how was your baby, bro?
Oh, baby's good. Almost a year old.
All right, year and some change. So is my son. So maybe one day when my son get older and you actually have your son play sports, my son will pin your son.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right, man. You take care, man. God bless you.
All right, Kyle. You too. Yeah, he's a year old. He was up at 4 in the morning today crying and. Kudos to my wife. She took him downstairs so I could get my extra sleep. So there's two deer out there. They seem to have wandered away. It was right there, dude.
Oh, it was just feasting on whatever plants are right outside.
You ever see like...
There's a bird. That was the other audience member.
Oh, where's the bird? Oh, there's the bird. You ever see those? There's Twitter accounts. Sam just tweeted the picture of the deer. If you guys have never seen a deer before. There's those Twitter accounts that show like what places look like after they're deserted. You have cities that they're no longer inhabited and the ivy grows and then animals start to take over. And there was those kind of stories when everybody was locked in their house that animals that were wild were starting to come into the city. And I think that's what's happening here. There's so few people at the studio that the animals are like, all right, we're gonna take our land back because our studio is like, on an old farm, there's a ton of just trees. And so we see deer, but I've never seen a deer walk up like if he was the mailman delivering mail here. He was right there.
I don't know, man. The last couple of weeks, I've been seeing some crazy wildlife right outside the studio. I mean, I don't know if it might be even the same deer. It was just walking, like strolling through the other side of the parking lot like last week. And then my first day of filling in for Ryan's show, walking into the studio like, 4:30 in the morning, I just see a hawk like pounce down on something. I think it was like two birds or something and took it away.
Damn.
Yeah. Nature is metal, man.
Question all says, Tim said he wanted to debate me on Friday's show. Is that true?
No, not really.
Tim wanted to debate me?
No, we weren't talking anything about debating. He was just making a lot of counterpoints to everything you've been preaching for the last couple months.
Yeah, that seems to be what happens. Who would do a better job at hosting the show, me or that deer outside? 799-1250. That deer probably knows more about the Bucks than I do.
We're on a roll today.
I'm so dead inside. 799-1250. We will hear from Craig Council, but on Carl's request, we'll hear from him a little later in the show. So, Carl, you can have a little bit of a reprieve here at this point. Some other worst jobs. I'll read some of those, and we'll hear from the guys in the Bucks organization. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, 105.7 FM. The Fan. Streaming live for free on the radio.com app. Podcast on demand. All of that for free. No subscription. No fee. Free, free, free. As free as the buy one, get one window sale at Windows Select. More on that coming up. WindowsSelect.com. The tweet I was referencing before the break about Tim Allen wanting to debate me. He's retweeted the guy, says he wanted to debate me about politics. Did that come up? Tim wants to debate me about politics?
No. We barely talked about politics on Friday. I think barely, if any.
Well, we are a sports show, Sam.
Well, we have the NFL and NFLPA, so you guys could like do your whole baseball negotiations yeah. now again, but just NFL version.
Yeah, he's pro player, he's pro owner. You want to debate on politics? I just don't want people to die, and that's my politics, is I don't want people to die. Oh, and here's some controversy. You want some controversy for the day? Here's some controversy as far as my stances. You guys are going to hate this. I'm sorry in advance. I think we should go to the metric system, and I think that we should go to the calendar that goes month, day, year instead of day, month, year. We're the only country that does either of those other things. We got to get with it.
Nah, everybody's got to do our metric system.
Well, okay. I agree. If everyone else could go feet, inches, yards.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Then I'd rather have that. But I don't know.
I mean, we're all going to be going to Mars eventually, so we all got to have one system.
That is exactly right, Sam. We are all going to be going to Mars eventually, so we need to go to one system. I asked you before about best jobs in sports, worst jobs in sports. I'd say as a position player or as like an athlete, I would hate to be a catcher. I can't get over the knees thing. It just seems so demanding. I would love to be a backup quarterback. You don't have to do anything. You get paid millions of dollars. I'd love to be a kicker. Because then you're like on a football team, but you don't have to get hit really. Not a kicker?
No, because I mean...
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if you miss that one kick? I mean, imagine being a holder too.
What if you make that one kick? As Coach Bombay said, if it goes a quarter of an inch the other way, I miss completely. But if it goes a quarter of an inch the other way, I'm a hero.
Ask Cody Parkey how he feels about that.
Yeah, but he made $3 million that year, didn't he?
True, but
what's he care now?
He's never going to get another job, probably.
No, that's true. What other job in sports would I like? I could think soccer player. I was a goalie for a while. Indoor soccer goalie, someone suggested. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because I had a weird dream that I was playing indoor soccer last night. I actually had a dream two nights ago that my boss came to our house, my house. Our boss came to my house to set up a home studio. I don't know. I'm dreaming about work. That's always great.
Staying on the topic of catcher, because this is one of my favorite jobs that I want. Yeah. How do you feel about a bullpen catcher?
No, because you're still on your knees the whole time.
Not really. Only for like a couple minutes.
I don't know.
I would love it, man. That and what about first base coach?
First base coach was a suggestion because you don't have to do anything.
Just yell back.
Yeah, well, they do more like
right, I know.
Him, whoever it is now, and then Eddie Cedar, they do more of the charting of the outfield.
Right.
Eddie Cedar's gone through five managers.
Yeah. Third base coach. I mean, I give him props because most of the time we end up roasting. We don't ever give him credit for when he does do a good job.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's just it's part of the job.
I really think Ed should get his number retired.
Well, which one? Because I was number six, and then Kaner came, and he wanted six. So I said, oh, you're going to have to pay me, Lo. Oh. And he said, oh, no, I don't know if I want to do that. And so now I'm number zero, and it's okay. It's just a big zero out there. That's why I lost some weight, because the big zero, it looked really big, and now it doesn't look so big.
Well, Ed, I think you should probably retire zero, because nobody's going to wear zero again.
I thought about wearing double zero, but you don't want to be twice the zero. I thought about, instead of a number being the first person ever to use an emoji, I'd use an emoji of a cookie for Marcia's cookie. She makes them, and you guys have had those. I know you love them, Bart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ed. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ed. What job would you like in sports? What job would you not like in sports? You guys can continue to tweet in. At 105.7 FM, The Fan. Matt says, best job, Giannis is towel boy. Worst job, any friend of Draymond Green. John says, Worst job, locker room attendant at a sumo tournament. Best job, locker room attendant at a women's beach volleyball tournament. Okay, all right. 799-1250. Hey, I know you guys are busy. I just want to remind you about my friends over at Window Select. WindowSelect.com, an incredible deal right now that they have at WindowSelect.com. Rush to the website, get them out to their house. They'll do a free consultation. They'll do the free estimate. They'll do all that for free. 262-703-3500. These guys located in Milwaukee, Menominee Falls, the Milwaukee area, proudly serving Wisconsin homeowners. They've got a buy one, get one free deal on the windows. You buy 100 windows, you're paying for 50 of them. I mean, buy one, get one free. It's hard to get buy one, get one free. I'm just looking at products that I've got here in the studio. Coffee, when do you ever get buy one, get one free? Toilet paper, or I should say paper towel, hand sanitizer, notebooks, anything, cups. When do you get buy one, get one free? It's like once in a blue moon, once in a Halley's Comet that comes around. Window Select's got this buy one, get one free deal, and they keep extending it for you. On windows, buy one, get one free on windows. Check it out, buy one, get one free on windows. The products are great too, high quality, and they're really going to pop too. They'll make your house pop too. You know, we keep going on these walks, and you notice the curb appeal. You notice which house has some new high quality windows. You notice which houses are seeing their home in a new light this summer. High quality and energy efficient, that's big too. Because not only are you going to get half the windows for no cost, but then when you're trying to cool the home, when you're trying to heat up the home, it keeps that air, whatever kind of air in the house, and that's going to lower the cost. You know, we've all heard our dad say when we open the door, hey, we're not paying to cool the entire neighborhood. Well, with some of these old windows, you essentially are. So get the latest and greatest, the high quality. It's so high quality, it comes with a double lifetime warranty. WindowSelect.com, 262-703-3500. Thank you to you guys that have checked them out already at, wherever your home is. A lot of you guys rushing to them because, again, the deal. Buy one, get one free, and no payments until 2021. That's WindowSelect.com. WindowSelect.com. Travis Diener. Marquette going for $1 million tomorrow night. Diener finally getting some time. Hard work crushing beers. It is the Diener way. We'll talk to him in 15 minutes on The Fan. We're going all over the bubbles this morning. We were on the outside of an MLS bubble. Stephen Goff, Washington Post, joined us. There is a game going on right now. MLS in a bubble in Disney. Toronto's up 1-0. The NBA is in a bubble. More on that in a minute. And the basketball tournament in a bubble in Ohio. Travis Diener, Marquette, to join us in a moment. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. Have you found this Twitter account, NBA Bubble Life? Are you following it yet?
No, but I will now.
Absolutely have to. NBA Bubble Life is the Twitter. It's a Twitter account that's pretty much taking everything that is going on in the bubble. Instagrams and Twitter videos and whatever they can. Darius Baisley tweeting about how good he is at bags, a.k.a. cornhole, the other day. And I went to play the video and it was on mute. And now this minute of dead air to me feels like an hour. And now I can't figure out how to unmute it, so just forget it.
What is it? The NBA bubble?
NBA bubble life.
Oh, life. All right.
Because early in the weekend, I'm just going to look through this Twitter account and tell you what's on it. It's that good. Earlier in the weekend, cornhole was the thing, bags. And then now it's become fishing. A ton of these guys are going fishing. They live in this bubble. They live at Disney. The NBA guys are trying to find what to do. Because let's say you have practice. I mean, the Bucks, they practiced for like 90 minutes the other day. And what do you do the rest of your time? You live in a bubble. This is so, I just can't believe that this is actually happening. The NBA is 22 teams that are living in a bubble as if it's this tournament. And obviously you want to keep COVID out of it. And I think they're doing a good job so far. But I do like that they've gone there weeks early so that you can try to figure it out. Not everybody's there yet. Kawhi just got there, but is like self-quarantining still because of travel. I don't even think Harden and Westbrook got there yet.
No, they haven't.
So they haven't got there yet. Looks like there was another goal! Toronto, 2-0. But so a lot of these other guys are there. Bass fishing has become the big thing. The NBA now stands for the National Bassmaster Association. All these guys are fishing. Ben Simmons caught a fish and then tried to throw it back in the lake. And somehow the lake right next to him, he missed it. You have to see it to believe it. Guys are golfing. They're posting videos of that. They're showing videos of their hotel room. You got one guy golfing here and he's sipping a bottle of, it looks like, wine on the golf course. Let's see. Jason Richardson is DJing on YouTube from his room. CJ McCollum was showing how good the food was at Disney. Some of these guys are bored in their room just playing on Snapchat. There's a beer chugging challenge going on. JJ Redick is chugging a beer in a pool. Myers Leonard got into it. So you're going to see a lot of weird stuff. And I think it's cool that we get this access. What you're seeing right now is teams interact sort of via social media. I do wonder how much interaction goes on in the actual bubble. Like, how much is Giannis going to see Kawhi? How much is Giannis going to see LeBron? And that was one of the, I think, initial questions about the Bucks is, well, is there going to be some tampering going on? Because you got Giannis coming up as a free agent a year after this, and you know, guys are going to try to make their case. I'm thinking vice versa. Giannis can make his case to come with the Bucks. They are all living together as if it's college. It is so crazy. It is so wild. And so far, it does look pretty good. And things are going pretty smoothly. Coach Budenholzer talking over the weekend on how they handled day one of practice.
I think the phrase we used with the team was a little bit of a gift. We thought that we might not clear quarantine before our practice slot. So today was actually very much like an individual day. There was some more things that we did together in smaller groups. But it was a very light, just kind of move, get the blood flowing, get the guys out of the room, and just
stop
move.
Stop that one. We don't care about practice. I mean, we might care about practice next week with the scrimmages. I want to know about the bubble. Right now, I want to know about the bubble and how Bud would describe it.
Being inside the bubble is like being at a Disney resort for, you know, I guess 36 hours, 48 hours, whatever it's been. I think it's so early in the process, it's hard to give like a full description. We basically, or at least myself, kind of left the room and came to the practice gym. And they did a great job of setting up the practice gym. The hotel we're in is very nice. So we'll learn more, I think, as we go forward. The first couple of days have been great.
All right. Well, what else are you doing? Do you have anything to pass the time? Bud's not going to be doing these beer challenges, although he may. He's not going to be DJing. He could go fishing. What else is Coach Budenholzer doing to pass the time so far in the bubble?
Yeah, I think I probably need some work on how to make it more like a home. But I think, you know, luckily our training staff asked and suggested if I wanted to bring the Peloton bike. So I was lucky enough that was delivered to today. So hopefully I can get some Peloton sessions in while I'm here. And, you know, at some point, make it feel a little more like home. But right now it's pretty much feels the way it was when I got here.
Have you ridden a Peloton bike yet? Have you?
I mean, is it just the same as any other stationary bike, or is it different?
Yeah, but you like subscribe to Peloton.
Oh, is that the one where you have like the monitor in front of you, and there's the person like 5 more miles? Here we go! Push it! No, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I don't ever. That looks worse. I would real bike. I like real biking.
I've been doing that. This quarantine has made me like finally use my bike for the first time in like 4 years.
Yeah, I don't have a bike right now. When I've needed to bike in the past, I used those bubbler bikes. You see those around town that you can like rent?
Yeah, my sister fell off one and hit her face in the concrete. Got a couple scars. That was fun.
Did she sue?
No, she got it stuck in the trolley cart rails. So it was all her fault.
Oh, you can sue bubbler? You can sue...
No.
The trolley?
It's my sister. That's her being her.
Okay. Does she want to come on the show?
Probably.
All right. Maybe we'll do that. We will talk to Travis Diener. He's also in a bubble. Marquette, the alumni, going for $1 million tomorrow night. Travis Diener, Marquette, joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.